You guys are too far away. Jump up. Come on up here. You need to take a look at what we have here. Okay, out of your seats. Come on. We got flowers all over, so come on up and take a look at these. Look, somebody brings these every day, and we need to give them proper recognition here. Flowers are fantastic. I want you to look at these. Look at all the different colors. And every single time that you have another flower, it's just like the last. Look at this here. These perfect petals right here. No bugs have got them because we made sure they didn't. I stole this out of Carolyn's flower bed this morning. She probably won't even recognize it. Look at the insides, though. In the center of this, there's patterns. The flower seeds that are going to be there. This is like a little sunflower seed. It's a daisy, but you can see little curves going that way and curves coming back and all the petals coming out. And each one of these, look at all the beauty in them. And look at, we got all these up here. I didn't even know they were going to give me all these to show. But you've been out there and you've seen beautiful flowers all over the place. And you just want to stop. Our story today is about Mr. Johnson. He loved flowers just like this. And he would go on trips. And as he was on his trip, he would bring a shovel. He would bring flower pots. He would bring everything that he could think of, a bucket for carrying water. And if he saw something really good, he would pick it. Well, all right, he would dig it up and bring it back and put it in his garden. So he had fantastic flowers all over in his garden. Well, today he was taking a trip, and he was up in the Rocky Mountain National Forest. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's way up high. The mountains go way up high. And he was driving along, and he saw a patch of flowers. Just beautiful things. And he stopped his car, backed up, and sure enough, there was a whole bunch of them there. Now, they got a funny little rule at the state parks. Now, anywhere else, if you're going through, you can pick a flower, but when you go to the state parks, they say no. Because I guess they get so many people there, if everybody picked the flowers, there wouldn't be any flowers left. So they charge you a little $500 fine for picking a flower. He knew that, but you know what? There were so many of them, and he looked around, and there was nobody. There was nobody around. And so he went to the back of his car, and he grabbed his shovel, and he grabbed a flower pot, and he went back over there, and there were several flowers. He picked out a really nice one, and he started digging. Now, I got to say, he wasn't in really good shape, so as he was digging, it's hard work for him. And he was getting a little tired, but you know what? For the right flower, it's worth the effort, right? And so here he was, he dug the thing up, and he put it in the flower pot, and he packed the dirt around it. You've got to dig a big enough hole to get all the roots, because if you shake all the roots loose from the dirt, the flower's going to wilt and die. And he did it right. He knew all about that kind of stuff. And just as he got done, the flower was in the pot, and he patted the dirt down, and he said, I just got to say it, this is so beautiful, just plain beautiful. And he heard this voice behind him, yes, it is so beautiful. This is wonderful. And he turned around, and there was a park ranger. Uh-oh, park rangers. One of the little things they do besides giving tours and being nice to you is they also give the fines for picking the flowers. And he said, that is so nice. You weren't thinking of taking this home, were you? Oh, what could he say? Oh, I knew you weren't going to. I have just the place to put that flower. And he thought, well, maybe there's hope after all. It's right up there. And he looked up where he had pointed, and yes, there was a place up there, and it was way up there. And he said, okay, take your shovel, take the flower pot. And the park ranger wasn't helping at all. He had to carry everything himself, and he headed up the mountain. And as he went up the mountain, he wasn't in very good shape, and so he was feeling a little peaked as he got up there. And he finally gets to the place up there, and sure enough, it was way up there. But it was a nice spot, sure. And he started digging right there. And he had to dig the whole thing out because he had a a lot of dirt dug out too, and he'd hauled it all the way up. When he got all done with the park ranger sitting right there making sure he did it right, he finally patted the last bit of dirt around the flower and stood back, and the ranger said, "Don't you think it looks just a little thirsty?" Uh-oh. Where was the creek? The creek wasn't way up there on the top of the mountain. He knew where the creek was, and right away, "Yes, I guess it does look a little thirsty." And he took his bucket, and he headed back down, all the way down, to the road, past the car, past where he got the flower, and clear down to the creek where he filled the bucket up. And don't you think that the bucket needs to be maybe, like, full? He was hoping maybe the half a bucket would do, but all right, so he picked the bucket up, and he hauled it all the way to the top of the mountain. And as he got up, when he was hiking up there, the park ranger was right behind him saying how wonderful a day it was and how beautiful the flowers were and smiling. And he was so happy. Mr. Johnson was less than thrilled about all the work he was doing. And finally he got up there and he poured the water out there. And sure enough, the flower loved it. And then he had to take that walk all the way down. It seems that the park ranger had forgotten all about the $500 fine. He was so happy that Mr. Johnson had an interest in transferring that flower from way down on the mountain to clear up at the top. Well, on the way home, he began thinking to himself, the park ranger was no longer there, cheerfully smiling. And he thought to himself, "Be sure your sins will find you out. It doesn't matter if nobody's looking. You still do the right thing, don't you? It doesn't matter. So in the future, you remember the flowers here, and you can have lots of good flowers, but make sure you do the right thing." Okay, you can go back to your seats.